Residents in North Burnaby could see more airplanes across the sky, and over their houses, if proposed changes to YVR flight paths are approved. NAV Canada says the main objective of its Vancouver Airspace Modernization Project, VAMP, is to enhance safety, modernize procedures and ensure airspace structure can accommodate demand in the long run. The organization also said the proposed procedures would let equipped RNPAR aircraft to line up with the runway sooner, allowing them to fly a shorter distance, use less fuel and allow planes to operate on a continuous descent profile, which lets planes descend on a quieter reduced engine setting. RNPAR is designed to provide aircraft with shorter, more direct routes on approach to YVR and is supported by a new International Civil Aviation Organization separation standard, a NAV Canada news release said. This allows an aircraft's flight management system and satellite positioning to fly a precise three-dimensional path, which is safe, efficient, and predictable. Changes to Burnaby. NAV Canada spokesperson Vanessa Adams told the NOW that, under the proposal, the primary change in Burnaby would shift the route of arrivals further to the north. Planes would fly as low as 8,000 feet when winds head east OT west and 5,000 feet when gusting west to east. New Westminster, however, would not see any major changes. Some of the aircraft equipped to fly the RNPAR approach procedures will follow the curved path over the river versus the more highly variable routes seen today, Adams said. When designing the proposed changes, we endeavored to place the routes over non-residential use land when feasible. For example, the curved segment shown was placed over the river to the greatest extent possible. Community maps show more planes could be seen over North Burnaby with arriving aircraft using runways 08L and 08R when winds are coming from the east and blowing towards the west. Similar flight paths are being proposed for aircraft arriving using runways 26L and 26R when winds are coming from the west and blowing toward the east. The proposed flight pattern changes can be viewed below. Consultations on proposed changes underway. NAV Canada is conducting public consultations until February 3, including in-person, drop-in open house engagement sessions and online information sessions. A drop-in open house session is scheduled in Burnaby for Thursday, January 12, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at École Alpha Secondary School, 930 Alpha Avenue. The organization added it's important to note that while they have incorporated a number of noise mitigation measures into the proposal, entirely avoiding overflight of residentially populated areas is simply not possible, and some residents might see planes operating more regularly in certain areas than they had before. Most areas surrounding the airport will continue to observe many of the aircraft operations that they do today, whether they are associated with arrivals or departures, it said. Aircraft arriving using runways 08L and 08R when winds are coming from the east and blowing towards the west. The blue lines are historical tracks and the white lines are new approach path center lines. NAV Canada. Aircraft arriving using runways 26L and 26R when winds are coming from the west and blowing towards the east. The blue lines are historical tracks and the white lines are new approach path center lines. NAV Canada.